Cardinals Giants coverage coming up this morning on Football Friday, but baseball in the air as well as we come down the home stretch in the wild card chase for the Arizona Diamondbacks and three other teams, including the team in town, the Chicago Cubs. They'll be featured on national television, ESPN Sunday Night Game, and man, calling that game for ESPN, Carl Ravitch, kind enough to join us this morning here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Carl, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think when you guys asked the Cardinals linebacker what they should do to stop Saquon, it's just whatever the blueprint for the Cowboys was, just go with that.
Yeah, right.
It worked really well.
Copy it. Yeah.
Yeah. If we could just copy the Cowboys defense, we might be able to do that.
That would help.
Yeah.
That would help.
Well, this is a big deal. It's a big weekend for the baseball team here in Arizona. It's also been a wild roller coaster season for the Diamondbacks. Yeah. I'm curious what you make of our baseball team. They've been so good and so bad at the same time this season.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the makeup of the team. Look, if you were asking me how this is going to be in 2025 and 26, I'd probably say a lot more consistent than it is right now because they're so young, they're so athletic, they're really exciting, but it's hard to consistently win when you are young and you haven't experienced, you know, the highs and lows. And there's a lot of teams that are in their position that are that way, athletic, young, sometimes depend on a couple of veterans. And, you know, certainly Longoria comes to mind as somebody that can share their experiences. Fam can share experiences, but sharing experiences is because you've had experiences. So many of these kids haven't had them yet. So you can look great in one series and like absolute, you know, dog crap in another. And it's interesting as we get into this series, both the Cubs and the Diamondbacks are kind of limping in here. You know, it's a little bit strange the way that they played after a huge series for Arizona in Chicago. But I think that's consistent with a young team. Inconsistency.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Carl Ravitch from ESPN, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. I saw your social media account that you posted a couple of days ago about just this insane wild card race, four teams within a game when you put that post out. Now it's four teams within a half a game heading into this weekend. Yeah. When you look at these four teams, the Cubs, Giants, Diamondbacks, or actually five teams if you want to put the Cubs in there, and throw the Marlins in there as well, does one team in your mind, Carl, stand out head and shoulders above the rest in terms of a team that could actually make some noise in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think just because they have the lead, I would probably exclude the Cubs from that. And I think the Cubs, you know, are unique. They're a little bit like Miami last year with Alcantara, is that they have Steele, who in my opinion, is going to win the Cy Young. That's a big deal. I was surprised by Zach's start against the Mets. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by Kelly's start against the Mets. And look, Blake Snell has been great, had a really good start his last time out. But I look at the Cubs and just the fact that they've got guys that have won World Series before, there's a little bit more of a veteran presence and an impactful veteran presence that I don't think the other teams necessarily have. For the other four, no, I don't. I wouldn't have any idea on some definitive way to say, I really love the Reds. I really like the Giants. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on Arizona. Now, I'd probably have a little different opinion if after the Cubs series for Arizona, they carried that into Citi Field and were able to kind of turn around what's become a house of horrors for them. I think I was reading a stat where they like 2-15, their last 17 or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
If you have Gallen and Kelly going in that and you're coming off that Cubs series, I'm feeling really good about us, Arizona, separating ourselves. And it didn't happen. So, no, again, this may very well come down to whatever team is the hotter or playing the best. That's the one that's going to get in that final wild card spot.
I mean, conceptually, when you talk about these four teams, you're talking about four teams that are so bunched up. They're four teams with negative run differentials through 140-plus games. And I know why Major League Baseball expanded the playoffs, because we're having these discussions in Arizona and Miami and San Francisco about a playoff possibility. But are any of these teams really deserving, in your mind, to make the postseason, Carl?
Well, if the system rewards the extra wild card teams, then yes, they've played themselves.
Yeah.
They've played themselves into deserving that consideration. The Atlanta Braves obviously have played themselves into deserving the consideration of the number one overall seed and home field throughout, et cetera. So, you know, the deserving part of it depends on your context. Are we comparing them with the Atlanta Braves, who do deserve more and are going to get more, or are you putting them into this category of, well, they deserve what the Reds and the Giants and the Marlins are getting? It's no fun. What it is great for the fan base who love baseball and aren't yet ready to just embrace, you know, college and NFL football.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. So, you're not the Colorado Rockies. So, yeah, I think the fan base deserves right. it. I think the guys have played their ass off. I think they deserve it. In a lot of ways, yeah, I get the negative run differential, but this is the beauty of baseball. And, yes, you do go into a series with Gallen and Kelly.
Yeah.
You got a chance. So, yeah, I think it has to do with context on deserving.
Some of the individual performances this baseball season have been dazzling, if not spectacular. And I'm talking about Shohei, Ronald Acuna Jr., who is unbelievable. Yeah. Mookie Betts. We've got young Corbin Carroll here. When you pair this generation of young stars with these changes in the game that have really helped highlight their athleticism, how big do you think this baseball season is going to be in the story of Major League Baseball? Because for a while, I really thought this sport was really heading down a one-way alley to extinction by ignoring the pace of play issues they had. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we've all, at one point in our lives, whether we were children, high schoolers, collegians, whatever it would be, prior to becoming, I hope in most cases, mature adults, we've taken bread out of the refrigerator and looked at it and said, you know, there's what is that? Is that mold? What can I just rip that off and still toast it and eat it? Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to go do that. I think that's how I would look at baseball prior to some of these changes. It got stale, but we had no other choice. Like, I got to eat. I love baseball. I'm going to watch, but boy, it's stale. Games are too long. It's three true outcomes. Like, that's no good. Now we've got guys stealing bases. Now we've got games lasting 2 hours and 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. There is a incredible influx of young players that have changed the way that I look at it, and maybe more importantly, the way that my two sons look at it, and they're 26 and 23. So all of that adds up to a much better project. I think David Schoenfeld wrote an article like, where will the 2023 season rank among the greatest seasons of all time? It's certainly a memorable season. You do have a super team in Atlanta. You have these outliers in Ohtani before his injury, three members of the Braves, two Dodgers, who are all having ridiculously good years. And then there's the Corbin Carrolls, the young Adley Rutschmans, the Gunnar Hendersons in Baltimore. There's De La Cruz in Cincinnati. There's just a freshness about the game of baseball that, like I said, doesn't require us to peel the mold off the bottom of the bread or cut the crust off.
That's a great way to put it. Carl, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to the broadcast on Sunday.